Hi, this is Rick Lee, founder, member and drummer of 10 Years After. And you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And you'd better pay his retainer up front, or you know where you'll be.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, it's the Mockster here. You might know me from such great radio shows right here on WRCT as Viva La Mock, or, that's pretty much all you might know me about. But I want to let you know and remind you, in case you forgot, you're listening to Courts in Session with my rocking attorney and yours, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Thank you, Mockster. A little plug from Paul with his great show, Viva La Mock, Friday nights here on WRCT from 9 to 1 a.m. And the best thing when his show is over is you can hear a replay of Courts in Session. You can hear that John Anderson interview all over again because it's replayed after the Mockster's show. Great music he's got every week, and the best in indie rock, and he's a character. You know, he knows his music inside and out, and he should, because he's been here on the station for 22 years. That's so cool. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM. Time Travel Radio, and STN Radio.com. If you'd like to get a request on tonight's show, we've got spots for maybe one more song. 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. So great interview with John Anderson. That was a lot of fun for me. You know, he used to be on a poster on my wall as a kid growing up. Pretty fun to be on the phone with him. And certainly looking forward to his upcoming show next week. Next Wednesday at the Palace Theater. So let's get to some requests. This is going out to Mike in Oakland. He wants some live Rare Earth. Keep it right here, 88.3 FM. We'll be right back.
touch is going cold. Until someone else controls your very soul. And I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. Stand there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. For me, I'm losing. It's in the air. It's there everywhere. Baby, baby, baby. I'm losing you. When I look into your eyes, a reflection of a face I see.
This is Rare Earth live from 1971, going out by request. What a great track. This track's about 69 minutes long. That's not true. It's about 18 minutes long, but boy, is it good. So I talked earlier tonight about getting to our website at WRCT.org because you can check out some of the great shows and the schedule of all the great shows here at the station. One of my favorites, Whiskey Before Breakfast, because, you know, no matter what time you roll out of bed, Whiskey Before Breakfast is going to suit your every need. Join Mandel Richard for Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, right here on WRCT. And each week, the show kicks off on the liquored up side of the family and wraps up on the gospel side. Very, very, very cool. In between, you're going to hear a mix of old favorites and new releases from all over the folk spectrum. That's Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandel Richard. Wednesdays, 11 a.m. right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And, you know, I've said before, one of the reasons Mando is such a great DJ is because he's such a great musician. If you don't believe me, you can check him out live with his band, Senior Moment, this upcoming Saturday, July 23rd. There's going to be a rededication of the Old Stone Tavern on the West End. You know the place I'm talking about, over on 434 Greentree Road. Mando is going to be playing his fingers off from 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday. And afterwards, he'll be signing autographs. That's what he told me. It might be worth some money. Check him out. Mando Richard, live Saturday at the Old Stone Tavern with Senior Moment. And every Wednesday here with Whiskey Before Breakfast, right on WRCT, 88.3 FM. And this next song is something you might hear on his show. It's the latest from Blackhawk. It's a good one. This is Southern Wind.
Her love hangs over me like the moss in the cypress tree, brushing against me when it blows, carries me back in time. I remember when she was mine, whispering softly as she goes. Oh, her memory, like a ghost still haunting me. If she ever comes back again, it'll be on a southern wind. Staring down that winding road, where it leads to, I don't know. She's gone as far as I can see. And looking out on a southern sky, watching all the clouds roll by, I know they'll bring her back to me. Oh, her memory, like a ghost still haunting me. If she ever comes back again, it'll be on a southern wind. Thank you.
Born in the Motor City. Got a lot of requests for that. I knew when I debuted that last week that that was just going to hit a nerve. The latest single from Sweaty Teddy, Ted Nugent, from Detroit Muscle. Coming here in just a couple weeks. Seems like I've been waiting for that show for a long time, but it's almost here. And what is also here is the end of the line, ladies and gentlemen. Courts in session is now courts adjourned. Thank you so much for joining me. What a fun time. Big shout out to John Anderson of Yes calling in. We're going to see him next Wednesday at the Palace Theater. And to Michael Jans of the Rich Wrath Project, 313. Boy, is that great new single. Heard it on the radio. And how cool is that? Because that's what you're doing right now with me, and it is so much fun. Let's get back together next Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch a presentation of last week's show. They're about a week behind us out in California on 103.3 FM Time Travel Radio at 1033WWRO.com. You can hear a replay this upcoming Monday here on WRCT from noon to 2:30 and Monday nights at 9 p.m. on STNRadio.com. Great station that is. Want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Welcome to
Good Times, Bad Decisions
on WRCT 88.3 with Amanda, Blair, Leo, and Shri.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh or its members.
Today, the Chem Squad is introducing each other to their favorite drinks. We've each brought different drinks that we like from home. So we'll be having each other try them. Basically, do you want to know what you're trying or do you want to keep it a surprise?
Let's keep it a surprise.
Okay, and reveal it after.
Well, too bad. Yeah. Mine is very revealing.
We'll cover the label.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, okay, we can start with mine, I guess. This. I brought two.
Fancy.
So, there's not much of this. You'll have to take small sips of it. And after you try it, I will let you know what it is.
We're really just jumping right in.
I like it. It tastes like soy milk.
Well, I'm gonna skip it then.
No, you gotta try it.
No.
Yeah, no, come on.
It's soy milk.
It's not soy. I don't even drink soy milk.
Disgusting.
I don't drink soy milk. Don't give me that look. Try it.
You cap.
I don't cap. I don't drink soy milk. It's not that bad.
Leo does not like
it.
This is just plain oat milk, because I feel like not everyone has tried oat milk.
Yeah, it kind of just tasted like the husks of...
Yeah, like, it doesn't... Like, it's a very plain flavor, which is why it's so versatile. But I figured, since I always rave about how much I like oat milk, I figured y'all should try it. So that was oat milk, and then this is the second beverage. Okay, Leo, we get it. You don't like oat milk.
Leo, you don't... drink dairy milk and you don't like oat milk or soy milk. Like, what? Do you just drink almond milk?
Yeah. It's just gross. I hate almond milk. It's
also almond milk supreme.
No. Listen. Yeah. No. Out of all the non-dairy... I know you're not, but out of all the non-dairy milks, Almond milk is the worst for the environment. Mm. Hey, you right. She right. I know I am.
At least I'm not drinking dairy milk.
Yeah, but almond milk isn't much better.
Well.
It's coffee.
I don't like cold coffee.
Is it coffee with oat milk?
Actually, I vibe with this.
See, okay, so my preferred way of making coffee is like a knockoff version of Starbucks shaken oat milk espresso. So I brew my own cold brew at home. I take like maybe 3 or 4 scoops of instant coffee, put it in water, and like stick it in the fridge for the week. So then I strain that into a cup, I add brown sugar, I add oat milk. If I have enough time, I'll add ice and, like, shake it, because that's what Starbucks does, but that's a lot of effort.
Dude, this is actually so addictive.
Yeah, right? It's because it's not that sweet. Starbucks is really sweet, but I don't like that. I like when the coffee flavor comes through, so I put less brown sugar to get more of that coffee flavor. So I know you would like it, because it's not that sweet.
Yes.
But you're not a coffee person, Amanda.
I used to not like any coffee at all. Now I'll drink, like, warm coffee, like hot coffee, mm-hmm. in the fall and winter months. But I still do not like cold coffee. No.
Fair enough. But...
I like it.
Okay, yay, I'm glad. Am I going to start some coffee addictions out here?
No.
Fine, okay. I used to drink, like, 5 to 6 cups of coffee a day. It's been cut down to 1 now.
And caffeine addiction is actually a problem.
Problematic, I'm going to be honest.
Listen, that's the theme of my personality.
Problematic.
Yeah. Clearly, according to last episode, most of the problems that we run into, most of the bad decisions, are from me. I'm the problematic one here.
We'll see if that trend changes over the course of the semester.
No, I hope it does. I really hope it does. I want someone else to make fun of. Who's we trying next?
You guys can try mine.
Okay.
So, I brought 3. One of which you can already see is the, what is it called?
Ramune,
yeah.
Yeah, lychee flavor.
Yeah. And how do you open it? I don't
know. Oh, you want me to do it? Oh, yeah. Alright, so Ramune is also called, like, marble soda. And if you've never seen it, it's pretty cool. The bottle has, like...
Apparently, it takes skills to open it.
Not really.
Really?
There's just...
Because, like, I know, like, some people, like, they could never pop the marbles.
Really?
Yeah.
So, instead of, like, a soda tab or, like, a bottle cap, there's a marble stuck in the top. And it comes with a little plunger, and all you have to do is just smack it down.
Whoa! Wait! I love that!
And then it opens.
Can I try it first? Because I've actually never had this flavor.
Really? Yeah, go for it. Oh, and it's carbonated.
Oh, yeah, it's soda.
I like it. I like everything lychee flavor.
Yeah.
Lychee is a really good flavor, yeah.
This is my favorite type of Ramune. Mm-hmm. Even though Blair was the one who brought it in.
I know you very well.
Oh, interesting. I don't dislike it. I think I just caught off guard.
Yeah, it's also, like, not cold enough. Like, put it in the fridge for, like, 2 hours. What?
A little bit of ASMR for you guys.
Interesting.
Thoughts?
Like, I don't dislike it. Mm-hmm. It just, like, okay, when you said soda, I was envisioning something like Sprite in my head. I don't know why, which hits you with a bunch of sweetness right off the bat. But this takes, like, a while for the flavor to set in. I don't know if it was just me or not, and the anticipation of, like, have I taken a sip yet or not. I don't know where the liquid is because I can't see. Does that ever happen to anyone else?
What?
Listen. If you're drinking something, right, and it's in a bottle in front of your face, it's hard to see where the liquid volume is because it's, like, right in your face. So right. Then I'm like, where is the liquid? How far do I have to pour this?
Can't you not feel it?
As it enters your mouth?
Well, yeah, but it's, like, I have to know, like, with what intensity to, like, tilt back the bottle as I'm trying to drink out of it. Like, if
Might
I tilt
well
it too
chug.
Hard... No!
I guess you should use straws.
I do use a lot of straws. The third one's at home. I was drinking water with a little lemon in it. That's my other preferred drinker choice, but that's a little lame. Drinking my coffee again, Leo. Okay, here's the thing. Leo never tries. Every time I'm like, do you want coffee? Leo's like, no.
Okay, no. The thing is, right?
No.
I am, like, not a very big fan of sweet stuff, so... that is like I can yeah, definitely drink
it's
it.
It's pretty sweet.
But like that's why I need this.
The coffee. Oh, like chase it?
Like yeah.
Try the other one. This one is also carbonated. It's like a it's like a brand from China. It's called Genki Forest. But it's less sweet.
Okay.
You want to try it first? You want to
Oh, I've had it.
You know what? It's white strawberry and coconut flavor, but what I'm getting is actually peach. Oh, which is a little strange.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't really taste the coconut, at least. Mm. I can taste a fruit.
No, the coconut's in there.
I'm glad it's... Oh.
I thought I tasted the coconut.
Well, so I think the coconut is more of a mouthfeel sort of thing.
You can taste the coconut, right?
Yeah, it's right there.
Mm.
I think if I knew...
I see the peach.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't see strawberry that much.
Yeah.
Because strawberries are more tart, and I'm not really getting, like, a soury kind of taste from it.
I like this one, but because the coconut in it, I'm going to give it... We should rate this.
Well, after we've had half the drinks on the table, right. You say we should rate this.
Yeah. Okay, we should, at the end, rate from the best...
So we know.
Top three.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna rank. We're gonna rank through it.
Yes. Yeah.
The whole thing, but because it's coconut water, I'm gonna put it a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely higher than the lychee thing.
You think
soda.
So?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. This is sweeter, which is I think the I like it because I like sweeter drinks, but I also know that too much of a sweet drink is like. I can't, like, get through a whole thing, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
You're really vibing with this coffee, Leo.
No, I'm just trying to calm everything. This is, like, very good cleansing it.
All right. Or you just really like my coffee.
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go. This is, a kind of plum juice.
That.
I love it.
Why do you hate it?
You hate everything
it.
I like.
Wow.
No.
Are we starting? Are you guys going to fight?
No, I'm just saying that's the one thing that I know for sure. It's
Amanda,
gonna be
you look like you're contemplating your existence.
this is evidence. This is the evidence of
It's also better if it's like cooler.
Not good.
So I'm getting apple juice vibes on the front end. But then on the back end it has like a smoky flavor.
It's like herby flavor.
It expires on 4/20.
What?
4/20, 2023. Like, it's not expired. Oh. It's just 4/20. Anyway.
Nice.
Nice.
Go on, drink it. Tell me what
you think
about
it. I'm trying, but I'm laughing too hard. I need, like, absolute silence.
Okay. Shh. Everyone at home, please.
I'm so bad at this. Sorry, anyway. Oh, yeah. It's like,
I don't need this.
It's like,
I know what it is.
Apple juice and medicinal tea.
Exactly.
Right. So this is going to be weird and a really bad explanation, but when I was in Japan, I went to a tea house, and that tea house smelled like this juice tastes.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know how to really visualize that. I mean, I've tasted it, so I guess I can visualize that better. But yeah, it's very, like, tea-y, like, herbal. I see what you mean by herbal. I think it'd be better cold. It's not bad, though, if you just drink it fast enough and, like, get the sweetness and leave the herbal tea flavor for the end in one, like, burst flavor.
And it's also, like, I think in China, it's, like, it's really good for, like, summer. Like, it helps, like, if you get, like, the heat shock, like, it's really good for that.
That checks out. That makes sense.
Yeah, but this particular brand, it's not the best, like, but that's the only one I could find in Pittsburgh, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Still, super cool, though. I've, like, never had anything that has that taste profile.
Yeah.
So I think I was also caught off guard.
Yeah, I like to bring people something they've never tried.
No, you succeeded. It was very different than what I expected. Okay. Who's are we trying next? Was that all of you? Yeah, that was three, right, Blair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get Leo's one drink out of the way. Everyone here has brought multiple drinks, and Leo came with one can.
Okay, well, I did not know we're doing a lot, so... Also...
I feel like I would not like this.
I tried that. Anyway.
I cannot see the brand, but I see it's cucumber flavored?
Cucumber mint sparkling water from Target.
Cucumber.
Oh.
it's very plain, but I like just like less flavored things.
I'll give it another go around. Maybe I tasted it wrong this afternoon.
So I think the smell is very nice. It's a very pleasant aroma.
Right, like minty smell.
Right, fresh. But the taste, it feels like it should be a sauce instead of
water. I agree.
Oh, sauce? I see that.
Add some basil.
Like a,
yeah. A sauce?
Like like a yogurt-based sauce with mint and cucumber that you would put on rice.
It's like that same taste profile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We make something similar in India. It's called raita. It's not really like a sauce per se. It's more like a side dish made out of like Indian yogurt and like cucumbers and a little bit of seasoning too. I don't think it depends on how you make it. You don't always have to put mint in it, but that's what it reminds me of.
Right.
So if anyone knows what raita is, it kind of tastes like that, but like without the yogurt.
Yeah. But I would never like just drink this, like a can of this. Like I cannot.
It would be a good mixer. Let's put it at that. I think it would be.
I think so.
You know, we can mix it with some of the other carbonated drinks.
That's such a good idea.
This is why we have
Should mix things glassware? Together.
Glassware.
Wait, let's try everything separately first. Let's get some of Amanda's drinks, and then we'll mix everything.
Okay, so mine is also a fruit-based soda. And I don't know, I thought maybe I would be weird for this, but maybe this is a bit more common. I don't really like the regular sodas, like the colas.
Same.
No, I agree.
Okay, so I thought I would be out of the norm, but actually, yeah, this is the consensus for the groups. More of the fruit sodas are more popular, so I'll just let you guys drink it, and then I will explain why it's so cool.
I like it. I like the lemon flavor.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I do like good lemon. Interesting.
Oh, I like the texture.
It's very lemon.
The aesthetic experience is pleasing.
Yeah, right? It kind of hits you out of nowhere.
It's very lemony.
Okay, so it's strawberry lemon flavored, and it's a prebiotic soda. So it has some stuff in it that supports healthy microbes in your gut.
Oh. Ooh.
And that includes apple cider vinegar.
Oh,
I think that's all. That's the only thing that supports your gut, is it?
Yes. But that's sort of like, because I know people who absolutely despise apple cider vinegar. And like, there was a health trend where people were taking like shots of apple cider vinegar. But I know some people who really don't like apple cider vinegar. I'm okay with it. But this soda legit just has vinegar in it.
Yeah, but I didn't taste any apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, I like it. They have different flavors too, but strawberry lemon is my favorite.
So Leo's ranking. Which one is worst? Which one's best? I'm assuming. Okay.
Worst. Best.
Okay, so would you like to walk us through your ranking?
Okay. Basically, I have this very herby flavored
plum juice.
Plum juice as the worst because I hate it. I hate it when I tasted it when I was young. I still hate it.
You're just biased.
You just have some baggage.
Can I explain my reasoning?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then I have the oat milk. Just not it.
Rude. Sorry. Anyway.
And I have the lychee flavored. How do you call this?
Ramune.
Basically, a little too sweet. I'm like, preferably like on the less sweet side. And I have my own drink because it's kind of plain. I have to admit, it's a little plain. Then I have the Genki. Basically, the sparkling water was like coconut water and like white strawberry, and then this is the top two First one, strawberry lemons. I love lemon flavored sodas. So yeah, my favorite one so far is the coffee with the oat milk.
It's funny how you put oat milk all the way down at like the worst, but you like the oat milk.
Because it covers the oat milk. It doesn't taste like oat milk.
That's fair, I guess. Oat milk is kind of plain. Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my ranking.
That's fair. Okay, so I feel like for me, plum juice is also the worst. I'm sorry, Blair. I just didn't like it that much. No, here's the thing. I think the first initial taste of it was fine, but once like the herbal part of it kicks in, it's a lot. And it's not, like, a taste profile I'm very used to. Second worst has to be the cucumber mint sparkling water. That one, I don't know. It just did not hit for me. Did not hit very well for me. Okay. After that, I feel like the other drinks I liked. Those are the only two that were, like, I don't really vibe with them that much. Everything else I liked. The, lychee soda is gonna be, I guess, the third worst for me. Only because, like, everything else I liked better. But I still liked it. I'm gonna move some things around because I'm a little biased from Leo's, so I'm gonna move the prebiotic soda next, and that's kind of, like, in the middle of my ranking. It is a strong lemon flavor. I do like lemon, but just a little bit too much lemon for me. I'm gonna put the oat milk after that. I'm, like, an oat milk fiend. Like, my entire brand is oats. Like, I eat oats for breakfast every day. I make overnight oats. They're amazing. Amanda's recently also started joining me on the oats trend. But I really like oat milk. Like, I can just, like, drink this plain. I used to get through, like, a gallon a week. Sometimes even more. So, it's a little bit of a problem, but it's okay. We love oat milk. This is specifically Kirkland Signature Oat Beverage from Costco. I tried this recently. My roommates brought it. I kind of like it. After that is the Janky Forest Sparkling Water. It was, like, the right amount of sweet for me in terms of sparkling drinks and the flavor profile. I like coconut as a flavor, so I like this. And then I think I have to put the coffee up front too. I just really like my coffee this way. It's like my tried and true recipe, so the coffee is my favorite. But that's also a little bit of bias because I made it, so I definitely made it like the way I like it kind of thing, you know. And also I like caffeine. Anyway, that's all.
You know what I just realized?
What?
We're promoting these brands for free.
So if anyone listening is somehow affiliated with these brands,
No.
I'm going to share my ranking now.
Okay.
I would say coffee at the bottom because I don't like cold coffee. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I respect that. It's a hit or miss.
Then we'll probably be the plum juice just because of that herbal aftertaste. And then probably the cucumber mint soda, because it's a little weird. And then, it's kind of like a tie between the oat milk and the Genki Forest sparkling water. Just because, you know, it says strawberry flavor, but all I taste is peach. And that might just be me. But I did do an internship at a flavor company, so I would like to think that I have at least a little experience with fruit flavors. So maybe if I tried a different flavor, I would like it a little bit better. And then I would say first place would be a tie between the lychee ramune and my strawberry lemon, because I just really like these fruit sodas. So that's me.
Okay, and now is my turn. I would move the coffee to, like, top three. My least favorite would be the cucumber mint thing. And then, I don't know. I mean, the plum juice, like, I like it, but, like, not particularly this brand. Because I only tried it yesterday the first time. I guess, I mean, I like the rest too, so I'll probably put the plum juice second to last. And next, maybe the ramune, because it's like a little too sweet for me too. And then the oat milk, Janky Forest. I think the top three are probably tied, like Genki Forest with the coffee and the strawberry lemon soda. Yep, that's my ranking.
Ooh, very interesting. Nice.
All right, time for mixing.
Oh, mixing things. What do you need to mix? Cucumber mint needs some work.
Mm. I think, like, all these carbonated soda can just, like, randomly be mixed.
Mix it all together. Okay, I feel like... Okay, here's the thing. I have, like, a little bit of an interest of late in mixology, which is why I want to, like, mix these things together and see what we can make. Okay, so I want to try mixing the two drinks that we all kind of collectively disliked together to see what happens.
Yeah,
I don't know about the fruit soda. I feel like the plum juice. Because, like...
Ooh, wait, but... So, cucumber and the herby taste.
Because, like, herb... The cucumber mint, to me, seems like something that should be herby. I'm not going to mix that much of it. Like, cucumber seems like it could be herby and not be a problem.
I mean, you need to mix enough for all of us. Come on.
Well, yeah, but I don't...
Look, the way that you're pipetting...
I don't want to pour it, because I'll pour too much. So I'm, like, using my finger to block off the straw and, like, pipetting aliquots of plum juice into the cucumber mints. We're chem majors here. What did you expect? Me to pour it? Absolutely not.
Wow. That's a very opinion.
Let me make sure this kind of tastes good before I have you guys try it.
I want to try it.
You can try it.
We're all going to try it.
Yeah, we are. Oh, wait. Sure. I think I fixed it. I fixed it. It's a 1-to-1 ratio. Oh, or maybe you can just pour it.
I don't think that's how it works.
Right? It did get fixed.
I feel like you can add more plum juice.
Yeah, I think so. I was very hesitant with the plum juice. So right now, my intention was a 1-to-1 plum juice cucumber mint mixture. Amanda's taking her own free liberty with that.
I'm not here for the patient pipetting, all right? I'm just pouring stuff together.
The true chemist.
I don't think it's better.
No,
I don't. Is think it the ratio it will be thing? Better.
There's like a little sip of this.
I don't.
It's not taking
anything involving this in it. No.
No, you don't want the plum juice.
Yeah.
Really don't want the plum juice.
More plum juice.
I need to add more plum juice.
Mm. You do?
Because it tastes just like the same thing as from the can, the cucumber.
Oh, it doesn't. I don't get the herbal taste anymore. And this cucumber plum juice mixture. Like, I don't taste the herbalness.
I do.
Drinks it anyway?
See,
okay, Leo's starting some mixing.
Yes, the ramune. I feel like once it's diluted, like, not as sweet, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, oh, and diluting it with some of the cucumber mint water. I see. Give that a swirl. That's a lot of different fruit flavors you just put together. You basically made a fruit salad in a cup. Oh, that wasn't a good face.
It's very interesting.
Cucumber, mint, strawberry, coconut, lychee.
Yeah.
You know, we can also add lemon.
No, lemon is too much for this. I don't think I dislike it. I honestly just think it's sweet.
It's very mystery.
No, it doesn't really taste like a fruit. It just tastes like sweet water. Dilute sweet water.
All I taste is lychee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, time for more.
Time for more cucumber mint. Basically, cucumber mint is to dilute everything down because it has no flavor of its own.
No, but there is that mint flavor.
Yeah.
The mint is very strong. The cucumber just, like, dies. You don't really taste the cucumber.
Yeah, cucumber is a very light flavor. Fun fact, in a lot of watermelon flavors, people use cucumber. Cucumber extract or cucumber essence.
Really?
To get watermelon, yeah.
To get watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are your thoughts on blue raspberry as a flavor?
I think it's diluted a lot more.
Oh, you're not the blue raspberry, the drink that you were mixing.
Yeah.
You like read it. This is the lychee soda, white strawberry, cucumber mint round two.
Yeah.
This just tastes like sparkling water with like a teensy bit of sugar.
Yeah. We successfully made it taste...
No, what you did was you just got rid of all the flavors.
Yeah, it like cancels everything.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's what you did.
I really want to try making sparkling coffee, but I also know I put milk in there.
Sheree, you have to.
Okay, I will. Okay, this cup's pretty clean. What did you just mix, Leo? Leo is out here mixing, doing his whole thing. Forgetting that everyone else is in this room.
Leo doesn't understand that this is an audio format. You need to tell us what you're doing, my friend.
No, I'm experimenting it. Oh my god. Before I talk about it, because what if it's bad? I don't want
to. Well, then you're saving our listeners some time, so they don't have to try it at home.
Try this.
This in here?
Or, what do you think, lemon and coffee?
Basically, this one. Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty sure my drink is just water. It acts as water. It just dilutes things.
That's what I'm saying. Your drink is just like the classic like mixer. Like it just needs everything needs to be mixed with it, kind of thing. Oh, I mixed coffee with the Dinky Forest. I don't like it.
I don't think that's a good combination.
Yeah, but I didn't like it either.
Coffee and coconut water.
No, because, like, it's not the coconut water. It's, like, sparkling coffee was a concept I wanted to try. But yeah, I don't think it's that good.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, the coffee is very diluted.
Leo's not taking any risks. Leo's just messing with this cucumber mint water and nothing else.
And let me tell you, it's very safe.
Oh, Amanda's out here with the oat milk.
Which one?
What is the mixture?
I don't know what I'm mixing.
I favorite ramune.
The ramune would actually, I think, go pretty well with it. Because the oat milk is so plain, I think it would simmer down the sweet flavor.
Okay.
No, in Leo's concoction, you can really taste the mint. Actually. But yeah, it's kind of just like plain sparkling water.
Yeah.
Oat milk and ramune. There's a reason.
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Do you know that there is this like sparkly milk?
Yes.
In Japan or something.
Yeah,
I've heard it. I heard it's pretty good.
Is it starts with a C, right?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot.
Because my roommates used to get it a lot sophomore year. I've never tried it, but I've heard it's good.
I hope you guys had fun hearing us exploring these drinks, and that's a wrap up of episode 2.
Wow, Shereen.
Sorry, I was posting my video.
Alright, see you guys next week. Yeet!
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
to the Gray Area on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Leah Minsky, a.k.a. DJ Sock Goblin. Thank you for joining me today on this slightly gray Friday. Definitely cooler than it was last Friday. And in that spirit, I will be playing a sort of mellow, atmospheric, maybe Halloween spirit set today. There's going to be some Kruder Dorf and Dorf. Oh my god, I can't speak. Kruder and Dorfmeister. Some Count Basic off of their remix hit album, which is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. And some Everything But the Girl. It's going to be fun. And I hope you can maybe get into that Halloween atmospheric spooky mood today from this, or just have a good listen. But anyways, I hope you enjoy, and happy Friday. Thanks so much for listening.